Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of your items, all of our items for sale on the website at harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So this item is for you guys out there who still use wired earbuds or wired headphones. If you have ever wanted your headphones or earbuds to be louder, which just they just don't make them very loud much anymore, this is going to do that for you. This is a portable amplifier that actually plugs into any wired earbuds or headphones and actually boosts the volume and makes them sound really, really good. Now, what's cool about this, it's a portable rechargeable amplifier, so it is nice quality. It's all aluminum. It looks like a power bank that you would plug in to charge up a device. Very easy to put in a pocket. It's very small. It's only about 3.5 inches tall by about 2 inches wide and maybe about 1/2 inch thick. So it's really not large at all. It about the size of the old small Nokia flip phones, basically. Maybe not quite as thick. But anyway, so what you do is you charge it up. It's going to give you about 8 to 10 hours of battery to be able to amplify your device. Of course, the louder you play your earbuds and headphones, of course, probably the less battery you're going to have. But on an average, you're going to get about 8 to 10 hours of battery out of this. So looking at this device, on one end, you have a big round metal volume knob. You've also got some plugs and you've got a switch. And then the other end, you actually have a single micro USB charging port. Of course, that's where you charge up the amplifier. It does include a USB to micro USB cable in the package, or you can just use your own micro USB cable. Plug it in, let this charge up for 3 or 4 hours, and you should be good to go. Now, on the other end is where you're going to have all of the ports and everything. So we're going to look at this where the volume knob is actually going to be on the left. So let's look at that where the volume knob, find the volume knob. It's a big round metal volume knob, easy to grab hold of, easy to grasp with your fingers. So this is a on and off knob as well as a volume knob. So when you have this all hooked up to your device, to get the sound out of your device, you're going to turn this knob clockwise and you're going to feel it click, and then you can turn it. And of course, the further you turn it clockwise, the louder it's going to get. And then the further you turn it back counterclockwise, the lower it's going to get. And then if you turn it back counterclockwise all the way till it clicks again, then you've actually, in a sense, turned the amplifier off. So you also get an audio cable in the package. This is probably about a 4-foot audio cable. Of course, you can use your own if you like. So the way this works is you're going to plug in that right to the right of the volume knob is actually a 3.5 millimeter input. Okay, so this is where your device would go into that you want to power. Okay, so if you have a say you've got an iPhone that you're wanting to power this through, so you're going to use the audio cable that they give you, and you're going to plug it into, or you use your own audio cable, whichever one you want. You're going to plug it into that 3.5 right next to the volume knob. Okay, so then you're going to take the other end of that 3.5 audio cable and you're going to plug it into the device that you want to amplify. So in this case, it's going to be an iPhone. Now, if your iPhone does not have a 3.5 millimeter audio jack on it, like a lot of them don't these days, you can use a Lightning to 3.5 adapter that you can get very easily. And then that way you can plug it right in to the bottom of your iPhone with the Lightning port. The next thing you're going to do is there is a switch to the right of that first 3.5 millimeter audio plug, and that switch is a gain or a boost switch. So if you need a little extra boost from your volume and power, you can flip this switch and it will boost it. And if you flip it the other way, you can tell that it basically turns off the boost mode or the gain mode, whatever you want to call it. Of course, if that boost mode is on, It's probably going to use battery a little bit faster. So if you, you know, can get by without using the boost, then you're going to get more battery out of it. If you can't, then that's what it's there for. Just flip the switch one way, you're going to get the boost, and flip the other way, and it will turn it off. And then finally, there is another audio 3.5 millimeter plug to the right of the switch, and that is the one that you're actually going to plug in your headphones to. So this is a 3.5 millimeter audio port, and you're just going to plug in your pair of headphones or earbuds to that port there. And so once you have the input plugged in, and then now you've got this one for your earbuds are going to be the output plugged in, then you can start playing music and turn this volume knob on, turn the unit on, and you'll start hearing the volume come out of this, and it will be nice and loud. And so that is all there is to it. It is very easy peasy. Not much to this at all whatsoever. You've got the input 3.5 right next to the volume knob, and you've got the output 3.5 on the other side of the switch, between the switches between the two 3.5 audios. And so the other odd 3.5 audio is the output where you plug your earbuds or your headphones. And that's all there is to it. And just sit back and enjoy the nice gain of volume and the nice amplification that it gives you. Like I said, this will last probably about 8 to 10 hours, depending on how loud you keep it. And easily put in a pocket, that kind of thing. You could also hook this up to a Victor Stream. So any kind of thing that you need a little boost from, it will boost whatever device you plug into the audio. So the way you would do it with your Stream, so you would take the audio cable that they give you, plug one end into the Stream headphone jack, plug the other end into the 3.5 input that's right next to the volume, and then you would plug your headphones or earbuds into the other 3.5 on the amplifier, and that's all there is to it. So, like I said, you do get the 4 foot, it's about a 4 foot 3.5 millimeter cable. One end is an L shape, where it's about a 90 degree shape. The other side is a straight plug, and then you get the micro USB to USB charging cable as well. And of course you get the amplifier, and that's what you get in the package. Of course you can use, all like I said, all your own audio cables if you want. They're just 3.5 to 3.5, both male to male, very easy to come by. So, and it is nice aluminum. It's, you know, real cool looking and everything. And guys, these are brand new in the box. And if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-633-2572. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.